When my wife Janelle and I were planning a wedding, we pre-announced the big day to our friends and family. And the wedding was to be May 16th, 2009. And I couldn't wait for that day that was going to significantly change everything for both of our lives. Now, if we were to ask God, out of all the days He created, which one He anticipated the most, I'm going to guess that at the top of His list would be the day God broke into our time and space and became one of us. The Word became flesh. The day God became man in Jesus Christ. Now, doesn't it seem reasonable that such an important event would be pre-announced? I mean, that's what we do with important events, like a wedding, or the coming of an important person. For example, the Queen of England doesn't randomly show up in some places and say, "Surprise, it's me." Her royal appearances are pre-announced. Likewise, it was with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The coming of Jesus, who claimed to be God, was pre-announced. Now, this is one of many things that separates Jesus from all the other founders of world religions. Jesus was pre-announced, they weren't. Jesus of Nazareth is the only person in recorded history pre-announced with pinpoint accuracy. And I don't mean just 9 months in advance, but hundreds and hundreds of years in advance. And not just once, but many times by many people at different points in history. How? Through the Old Testament, which spoke of the coming of a Messiah. And these prophecies describe the life of Jesus. Now, some might say, but wait a minute, maybe Jesus just saw the Old Testament predictors and thought, well, I could just make my life fit what the scriptures say. For example, Zechariah's prophecy of the Messiah coming into Jerusalem on a donkey. Well, you just get yourself a donkey, ride into Jerusalem, right? And then get yourself crucified. You see, there's many Old Testament prophecies that Jesus fulfilled, which he had no control over. Like his ancestry, that he was born in Bethlehem, that he would be born of a virgin. All of these details were pre-announced in the Old Testament. Now, these are tough things to control unless you're God. Consider the numerous Old Testament pre-announcements of how the Messiah would die. These prophecies were made by different people at numerous points in history over hundreds of years. And yet, Jesus fulfilled them all in a 24-hour period. Some of these pre-announcements were that he would be betrayed by a friend and sold for 30 pieces of silver, that the money would be thrown down in God's house, that no bones would be broken in his body, that he would be pierced, that his garments would be divided and lots cast for them, that he would be buried in a rich man's tomb, and darkness would cover the land. Now, these are only a few. The point is, out of all the men in recorded history, there is one who perfectly fulfills the Old Testament prophecies of a Messiah. His name? Jesus Christ. So what are the implications of this? Well, this validates the identity of Jesus, who said he was God, and makes his message of salvation the most important message ever.